Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, my children of future ages, this is Unpacked. I am Adam Pakila. It has been a minute, probably close to a month almost, since I did a podcast. I am sitting in my basement on a Monday. It is my son's 5th birthday. Happy birthday, Moose. Whenever you are listening to this, Daddy and Mommy love you very, very much. And it brings me to the subject of the podcast, which is pride. And yes, they covered it in 7 and the 7 deadly sins. Pride cometh before the fall. All those wonderful cliches. But I want to talk about pride and being proud of other people. So when I was growing up, honestly, before like 2 or 3 years ago, you'd always see these bumper stickers. I'd be like, what is this person doing? Why do I care that their kid is an honor student at XYZ elementary school? Or, you know, they're a UConn mom or a Penn State dad or whatever it is. For some reason, I can understand the Air Force and the Marines and any armed services, you know, a parent saying that they're an Air Force dad or something along those lines. But for some reason, just like colleges and things like that and parents touting them and telling it to everybody didn't make much sense to me. I was like, whatever, do your own thing. That's not for me. I'm not a person that would want a bumper sticker on my car, let alone a bumper sticker about my kid making honor roll in 3rd grade. And now they're 27 years old and have a kid of their own or whatever. But I had an incident, incident makes it sound like it's a bad thing. I had an event happen over the course of the past few weeks. My son learned how to swim, and I had to, I don't want to say physically because it's a little hyperbolic, but I had to restrain myself from telling every single person that he could swim. I was so proud of him. I was so incredibly proud that he worked at it, and you know, there were tears and he was whining, and we were working together when we were down in Georgia at his grandparents' house, my in-laws, and you know, my wife and I had conversations about, she didn't think I was doing it the right way, and I was like, you gotta understand, like, this is a big thing, it's important for me, we go on the boat, we're out fishing, and you know, I want him to be able to swim with his friends. And I saw his other friend that was, you know, had a pool and was learning how to swim on his own. I'm like, this is important, I don't want him to be held back. And you know, the whole world kind of opens up to you when you take the swimmies off. If you know how to swim, you can do a lot more things. So it was such a ridiculously proud moment for me that, you know, I messaged all the grandparents and I said, you got to go on the app, because we don't share our kids on social media. We don't share pictures of them publicly because, not sure if you know this as a little aside, Facebook actually allows people that are 13 years or older to have their own profile, which means that pictures of a child between the ages of 13 and 18, they are technically in charge of when it comes to Facebook. And I, as a parent, if my 14-year-old son or daughter has a Facebook account or doesn't have a Facebook account and someone takes a picture and posts it on Facebook, I have no recourse against Facebook to take that down. I'm sure that I do, but it's probably a whole rigmarole and I wouldn't want to go through it. The effort is immense. But if they want it taken down, they have to essentially have a Facebook account and they have to put in a claim that their image is being used without their permission and so on and so forth. But that's what a 13 or a 14-year-old has to do. I can't do that as their parent. So I'm like, you know what? This is stupid. I'm just going to – my wife and I made a decision. Honestly, it was probably mostly me. We made a decision not to put them on social media. So what we use is we used to use an app called Lifecake. They were bought out by Amazon, and then they turned into a pay service called Back Then, and we used that. This is not an ad for them by any stretch of the imagination. I wish it was free. It's just a way for us to share photos and videos and moments in our kids' lives with the people that we choose to share them with. They are not public. We have to share the link and everything. So I messaged all the grandparents, and I was like, go on Back Then and take a look at the video that I posted. Now, that's my tone of voice. I'm like super excited. I mean, it comes across in just text. But I was so proud of him. I mean, he would, you know, jumped into the water, not jumped into the water, but he would, you know, ran into the water and he was like, "Daddy, I want to swim. Can I swim to you?" And we had rules set up. Like, you always ask because I have to hold my daughter in one hand and make sure that he's not drowning with the other hand. So it was great. But then after he realized he could actually swim a significant distance and not go underwater or not be scared that he's going underwater and putting his face in, then he's like, "I want to jump." Then he's jumping in the water. He's jumping off the side and swimming back to the same side. He's jumping off the side, swimming to another side. He's jumping off the side and swimming to me, going underwater, no problems whatsoever. And it was so crazy to see that arc, that skill increase. And then he was like, "Daddy, can we go in the deep end? I want to go over there." And I was like, "Well, you have to do the swim test, which means you have to swim from one end of the pool to the other. And I have no idea the distance of the pool. It's too long for a then 4-year-old to do." But he's like, "I have to do it all at once?" It's like, "Yeah." He goes, "Okay, I want to try." I'm like, "Buddy, you can't even make it here." He's like, "Yeah, you're right. We're going to practice. We'll work on it." I was like, "I know, but you want to go. It's okay." And that drive is so cool. But I was so proud of him that I wanted to tell anyone. I mean, hell, if your public pool, if they want to make some money, sell "My Kid Learned to Swim Today" bumper stickers, I would have bought it and put it on my car. If it's a magnet, of course. I would have put it on my car. And I was so proud of him. And that's one of the things about being a parent that I've realized is it's not in a book. I'm probably not even doing it justice trying to articulate it here, but the immense sense of pride and happiness that I felt when he did that could not be contained. I was smiling ear to ear. I was in the best mood. And it's the same for my daughter when she says a new word. I mean, she's not swimming yet. She's 2 years younger than my son. So she's not swimming, but she's doing things that are immense and impactful in her own right. The same thing for my wife when she completes a triathlon or she does something really, like, I want to shout it from the rooftops. I wish there was a bumper sticker for every single one of these life moments because my car would be plastered with them. I'd probably cycle through them. But that old mentality of, "Who the hell cares?" It's not about everyone else. It's about you being happy for your kid or being happy for your loved one or your brother or your sister or your mother or your mother-in-law or your uncle or your neighbor that you're really close with, like anything like that. And it's just a way for you to express that pride and admiration without having to constantly walk up to someone and tap them on the shoulder like, "Hey, by the way, my 5-year-old, yeah, he learned to swim today. But hey, yeah, you, yeah, new person, my 5-year-old learned to swim today." They can just see it on the bumper sticker or like the honor roll thing. Now, my son would walk up to everyone and say, "I learned how to swim," but he's 5 and he doesn't have a filter, which is a blessing and a curse. But social norms and social mores prevent us, you know, typically developing adults from doing that, which I think might be a little bit of a hindrance. But it caught me so off guard. And I've said this before, I will say it again, having kids and being married is the single greatest aspect of my life. But it's not for everybody. And if it's not for you, that's cool. But you can still find pride and encourage accomplishments in other people without having kids. It was just, I was so unprepared for this. And I'm constantly learning and growing, and I look forward to the next milestone that they reach. Graduating kindergarten, who the hell thinks that you should have a graduation party? I bet after everything that's going on with COVID right now, that graduating kindergarten is going to be a huge accomplishment, and I'll probably want to throw the kid an effing party. Because they're already starting behind the eight ball. My dad commented that this is probably going to be a lost year for most kids just because of the lack of preparedness. Everyone's doing their best, but you can't prepare to make an entire school go digital in 3 months. So the lack of preparedness means these kids are just going to have a lost year and they're probably going to be a year behind. But if everyone's a year behind, then it is what it is. That phrase is very polarizing right now, but it is what it is. It's been around for longer than just these past few weeks. So I'll probably be really ridiculously proud of him. I'm already ridiculously proud of him, and we haven't even started yet. So if you're a new parent, if you're going to be a parent, if you are never going to be a parent, just pay special attention to the fact that sometimes pride isn't a sin, it's a blessing, specifically when you're proud of someone else's accomplishments. So this is a really short, quick heater, as my buddy Owen says, of a podcast. I just wanted to get something out there. I have not forgotten about the multi-part racial diversity divide concern podcast I spoke about previously. So there was the one that I did by myself, just a white guy talking about racial stuff. Then there's one that I did with my friend Nobles, Progress is a Long Arc. And I have at least one more planned. I just have to coordinate with my buddy so that we can have a conversation. I want to do it on video. We were supposed to do it in person before and or after we went fishing, but that didn't happen for a multitude of mechanical reasons with my boat. But really quick, heater of a podcast. I know that some people are listening. Again, I appreciate any and all feedback and support. And yeah, pride does not necessarily have to be a bad thing. So, to my kids, I love you. I'm proud of you. To my wife, I love you. I'm proud of you. And to every single one of you that are listening, thank you. And I love you. Let me know if there's something to be proud of, because I will support you in any and all things that you do. Take care.